Forgiveness. Very rarely is forgiveness included in soft skills training for the workplace. Many dismiss it as a spiritual concept that has no place in the corporate environment. But the reality is, regardless of your religious beliefs or faith orientation, the ability to both ask forgiveness and receive forgiveness can go a long way in creating a positive relationship among coworkers. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is the process of closing anger, resentment, and feelings of victimization that comes after real or perceived offense. Many people and interpersonal development gurus advocate what is called active forgiveness. Active forgiveness is the deliberate effort to start the forgiving process even though the negative feelings from having been offended or victimized remained. It's basically saying, nope, I don't feel like bygones are bygones yet, but I'm going to make a decision to forgive and work on my feelings later. Note that forgiving doesn't mean that you condone the other person's negative behavior, nor is it an admission of weakness. Instead, forgiveness is saying that you are willing to move on to a less emotional state and find ways of rebuilding a relationship. Forgiveness is a healing exercise, both for the person who forgives and the person who is forgiven. How can you start to forgive someone who has hurt and/or wronged you? Consider the following tips. Understanding that holding onto a grudge is not healthy for you. You deserve to live a full life free from emotional baggage and reactivity. Letting go of anger and resentment clears your mind and allows room for more positive thoughts and emotions. Not forgiving is tantamount to saying that the offense you've experienced is more powerful than your capacity to heal your life. Humanize the monster. What the other person did to you may seem like the act of the devil incarnate, but in most cases, people's motivations are less black than they seem. Perhaps your coworker has a tendency to gossip because he or she was a neglected child and craves attention from having a juicy tidbit to share. Maybe your coworker is just not used to dealing with a personality like yours. Or it could be that they did what they did because they genuinely thought they were doing the right thing. Seeing the other person as a human being instead of a monster will make it easier for you to appreciate what prompted the behavior that offended you so much in the first place. Remember your own transgressions. You are not perfect. For sure, you've hurt and offended other people as well, deliberately or by accident. Perhaps you may even be hoping for the forgiveness of another person yourself. When you can appreciate how every person can make a mistake, you'll be open to other people's mistakes. Know that you can choose to forgive even if the other person won't admit their fault. What if you never hear an admittance of guilt or an apology from the other person? Does this mean that forgiveness is impossible? Of course not. Forgiveness is not dependent on what the other person does. You can choose to let go of a grievance even if the other party chooses to hold on to his or her own. Lastly, if you want to work on your forgiveness of another person, actively find ways to get rid of your anger and resentment. You can use thought-stopping techniques to curb angry thoughts when they come unbidden. You can choose not to join in your coworker's bashing. Better yet, you can go to the person who caused you pain and communicate that you have forgiven him or her. It's possible that your gesture will not be appreciated, and that's okay. But it's also possible that for the other person, your forgiveness means the world.